We've been at Sunny Hay Farm at Woodbury in Devon on a training course for pruning top fruit orchards. We're going to hear from Stella Cuberson, the trainer from Garden Organic, who's going to give us her top tips.
Hello. Well, I suppose when it comes to the basics of pruning, the most important thing really, I suppose, when you're looking at a tree, is a couple of things you can do. Firstly, just to take out any dead, diseased or damaged material. So any branches affected with mildew or canker, any shoots and limbs which are crossing, rubbing, or particularly out of reach or very low growing, ones you don't want to keep, and any that are broken can also be pruned out. This will help declutter the tree. It'll improve sunlight penetration into the canopy and help air ventilation around the tree, helping the canopy to dry quickly after rainfall to make the environment a bit less conducive to disease development. It's important to maintain a balance between fruiting and vegetative wood each year. And you'll need to maintain your tree vigour and productivity according to the variety. So as a general rule, the harder you prune, the more growth that the tree will throw out at you with the expense of fruiting. Less pruning will result in more fruit bud formation and less shoot growth. So if you've got a really vigorous tree, you want to try and sort of limit the amount of pruning you do, because you'll just encourage it to produce more shoots and throw out more growth at you. So for a vigorous tree, do sort of little pruning as you can. For one that isn't growing and you need to increase the vigour, try and prune it. You can prune it back quite hard as a general rule of thumb. And then you'll get fruiting wood developing in the next few years. For varieties with a particularly spreading habit, which often grow outwards and into each other if they're more closely spaced, you can use a sort of prune to an inward or upward pointing bud, which will help the growth, encourage the growth to be a bit more erect. Conversely, for varieties with a very upward or erect growing habit, such as Egremont russet and most pears, you want to try and spread the growth out a bit and encourage it to develop sort of wider angled branches, wider angled crotches, which will carry the weight of the crop a bit more sort of securely. So prune these to an outward pointing bud to try and encourage the branches to grow more towards the horizontal than the vertical. You can also tie and weigh down branches either with netting or with weights to encourage them into a more horizontal position, about sort of a 45 to 60 degree angle. This will help create a much more open and stronger habit of tree. For varieties which tend to produce a lot of bare wood, that's sort of, you know, I'm not doing very well here, sorry. poorly furnished laterals and framework branches, you can tip back the branch leaders to encourage more laterals to break, that is to grow and develop further down the branch. Most varieties of apple and pear are spur bearing, and they're generally quite easy to prune with a combination of approaches, just sort of recycling of new wood. So does it matter if they're talking in the background or something? Let's keep going. Okay. You'll just prune out any wood that tends to be older than about 3 years old to encourage the production of new wood. For tip-bearing varieties, some varieties are inclined to tip-bear to produce fruits on the end of particularly annual one-year maiden branches. You need to be sure to leave as many of these unpruned as possible on the tree. Don't cut out all the fruiting wood, otherwise you won't have any wood left, any fruiting wood left for the next year or so. I'm sorry, I'm